This is a press conference podcast from JayhawkSlant.com.
Did they show late that forced a few turnovers?
We just weren't taking care of the ball like we know how to. We press ourselves every day, so that shouldn't be a problem for us. But, you know, that's on all of us. Mainly on me because I should have called a timeout or something, but got to do better.
Any particular reason why you pulled the press late in the game?
What's that?
Any particular reason why you pulled the press?
Because we were up by 14. Why do I need to turn them loose in the open floor? They were having a hard time scoring.
I see you shaking your head. Is there something that
stands out?
It does. They shoot 34% in the lane. Graham's made, he's killed us last year in the conference tournament. He's made shots. You can't put Mason at the line 18 times. We shoot 29. They're trying to foul us on purpose the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds, or the last 3 minutes, they're fouling us on purpose.
Bob, what did you like about what you guys were doing the first 37, 38?
I thought we had pretty good patience. On offense, I thought we guarded pretty well. I don't know.
So what were the thoughts of the team right before overtime? Obviously, they got it all the way back and forth. But what were you guys thinking, trying to regroup?
I honestly thought I was just trying to keep positive. We turned the ball over 21 times. That's too many. But during that time, I was just trying to keep positive.
Any other questions?
Bob, offensively in those final 3 minutes, I know they're trying to evaluate, but there were some half-court possessions. Did you like what you see? You thought maybe you guys went too slow?
No, Mike, I don't think we went too slow. I think against pressure, we didn't look up the floor. We had guys standing down there wide open, and we didn't throw them the ball. It's 2 minutes and 40 seconds. I think we were up, 12, 14 at the time? Why wouldn't you run clock? You can't put them at the line 42 times. If they're not fouling us on purpose, that free throw disparity would have been much, much worse even.
For anybody, your players in those five games for succession, you have a bunch of time now, I guess. Is it a good time to take some time off, or rather?
We're going to take a couple of days off. Yeah. Everybody's tired. You get home at 5:30 in the morning. It's hard to get your body back on schedule.
Anything else?
Nate, as a senior, in this time that you guys have before the next game and just before the final stretch, what do you say to the teammates going forward?
We just got to regroup, Can't do anything about it now, so got to move forward and win the next six. And make around the tournament.
Hey guys, thank you.